You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hello, everybody. What's going down? I am guest hosting now for the next 30 minutes, apparently, from the beautiful state of Idaho. In the northern section, it's the Panhandle. We are near Canada, near Montana, Washington, Oregon, all kinds of areas. We have elk and duck and fish and whatnot. And I figured I'd let you guys call in if you want to. I'm taking calls on the Alex Jones. Is that a train? We have a train go by. I'm like kind of a racial, somewhat anti-Semitic Mr. Rogers. Train! You hear that? That's Mr. Rogers' train, and I'm Mr. Rogers. 877-789-2539 if anybody wants to call in, talk to me about anything. That train is bringing me, Mr. Rogers would always get like a fun banana treat. I remember one time some little kid brought him like a banana sandwich made out of peanut butter and something. And he was like, this looks so good. I'm going to save it for later. And I know he threw it away. And I wasn't mad at him, but I was like, hey, man, you could have at least tried the sandwich. You hear that, train? I'm just, because I'm a guest on someone else's show, I'm not going to reference a World War II incident when referring to a train, even though it could be funny. And I hope you guys call in so that we can talk about any random thing. And don't forget to order my book, How to Slay a Wizard, on Amazon, if you enjoyed the first part of this conversation. It's a great time to learn about spellcraft and wizards and all that stuff. And subscribe to ladle.tv. It's $9.11 a month. And the reason I chose that is because everyone has bills. People have bills. And whenever you see a bill, you usually get pretty bummed out. You're like, oh, not a bill. But when you see $9.11 on your monthly bill, you smile and you laugh, and you can say to yourself, never forget. And it's funny. It's genuinely funny. And I just thought it would be kind of fun to flip that experience into something fun. And it also has everything I've ever done, like every appearance, every podcast, every hour special. And I made it out of necessity because I frankly was not allowed other places because people like flatterers, as we talked about earlier in the conversation, that Donald Trump right now has King Lear disease and he ends up going blind. It's a really powerful play. I highly recommend people check it out. The Ben Shapiro sister, the Dave Levin, Larry Loomer, like all these freaks, they just slather and butter up and praise the king. And what does is it allows the king to not have their trauma triggered because of, New York's district courts that have just been kind of trying to terrorize them for a long time. Because kings have a very terrifying job. You know, say what you will about the Sun King Louis XIV, but unless you've seen a peasant revolt back in the day when people would hack each other into pieces, you really can't judge. And so the narcissism is actually like a soothing agent. It's almost like Novocaine for the soul. There was a song by the Eels called Novocaine for the Soul where you kind of hit your max where you don't want to feel any of that anymore. You don't want the fear, the pain, the doubt, the self-doubt, the regret. And so you switch it off and you just turn on like everything I do is great no matter what. And that's a coping mechanism. And it's actually extremely dangerous because it's like that disease where you can't feel physical pain is one of the most dangerous diseases you can have. It sounds great, like, oh, you fall down, you break your arm, you don't feel any pain, but you don't know when you're injured. And when you're in that position, your injuries just get worse and worse and worse until until you lose the Strait of Hormuz. And that's kind of where we're at right now. So do we have any callers? I don't know if we have callers or not. Scony, talk to me.
It's Scony, which is slang for a cheesehead Wisconsinite, and we recently moved, kind of like you did, and I will open a new X account to talk to you about farming and greenhouses and all the like. But what I really wanted to talk about was cancel culture and using humor, such as you do, and also Gavin McInnes and JP Sears, and even Hecklefish, that people get annoyed with the orange Hecklefish and Y-Files. Well, that's how you get your video as a parody not taken down, hopefully. And I remember when they were going after you like crazy. And what I admire is you mentally rope-a-dope people. And someone gave me crap about using the term rope-a-dope. Come on, that's Cassius Clay. Muhammad Ali said that first. But you're mentally doing it, and I appreciate your use of humor and very well word-crafted etymology. And I look forward to purchasing your book. And great. I wanted to actually just ask you, I know you, when you were going through some rough times, my brother said, I don't know what's up with Owen, blah, 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 blah. I said, well, he's getting pummeled from all sides. And it's like when Gavin McInnes did How to Fight a Baby. Oh, my God. It was hilarious. Or something about Virgin on some video. And How to Be a Man. That's right. And Awaken with JP. And hilarious stuff, you know.
It's so funny you bring up JP, because JP's really turned up. He's really escalated in a lot of really cool ways. I showed him love on Twitter. Because what happened to him is what kind of like what happened to me, where he did a joke, kind of like the rope-a-dope thing you were just referring to. And the people with that narcissistic wizard disease that me and Alex were talking about, they get furious when you make fun of them. And so, you know, Erica Kirk, in my opinion, is in that position. And so when they came at him, you have two options. You either completely fold or you just keep going. And he kept going. And that's always what I wanted to see out of these comedians. And so thanks for the love, my friend. And I hope you really enjoy the book. And my mom is from Wisconsin. It's a great place. And thanks for calling in. I got to get to a couple more callers, but you sound like a funny dude. What up, Steven? Talk to me.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question for the both of you and also a comment, or rather, I suppose it's a lead specifically for Alex. So just with regard to the comment briefly, Alex, I know back in 24 and 25, you were talking a lot about the FBI in New York sort of being the locus for where this Epstein cover-up was really being run out of. And so I just wanted to let you know that there's a DOJ file that I mentioned in the Epstein files, which contains an internal FBI email from some people in the counterintelligence unit. They're in New York discussing how to handle the problem at Harvard and MIT. So I just want to give you that file number so that you and your staff can be aware of it. Congressman Massey has the file as well. The number is EFTA00038124. And again, that's an important file because the DOJ redacted the names of the FBI agents. So if we can get those names redacted, we'd be able to figure out who in the FBI in New York was covering that up. My question is, given the fact that Bondi got fired last week and was supposed to testify on the 14th, is just backed out. Bill Gates has been subpoenaed as well. So it seems like there's a lot of movement going on with this Epstein scandal. So, you know, Owen, I would just be interested in hearing your view about what's going on with this scandal, because it just doesn't seem to go away, and it's not really behaving according to the way a lot of these PSYOPs ordinarily do.
Yeah. I mean, the PSYOP in this, there's PSYOPs in this all over the place, but it's a real thing. And something of this scale that gets revealed, because that's what we were talking about earlier. Wizardry always ends at some point. Like that something for nothing, abracadabra, you know, fiat, I create as I talk. that borrowing of credibility, the manipulation of emotion, that will always run out. And eventually the piper gets paid. And so what we're witnessing with this Epstein situation is such a massive thing that they couldn't stop it. You know, it has that feeling of a revelatory situation. And so all the psyops we're witnessing, kind of like Trump being like, oh, you're still talking about that loser? What are you, stupid? Like, that's the psyop. That's the manipulation. And so I don't know where it's going. I don't know which elements are absolute facts and which are lies. I'm not behind that curtain, but from what I'm witnessing, we're just seeing a lot of, you know, bending and twisting around these black hole centers of narcissistic King Lear personalities. And that's why I always just recommend people stay focused on what they can control, what they love, their local environment. And that isn't running away. That isn't idealistic. It's a survival mechanism. And I think that, you know, even just planting a small amount of just having a small garden, it will give you that feeling of empowerment and that connection to the actual divine that will help you get through anything.
Yeah, I happen to agree with you. It just doesn't really have the feel of something that they're scripting. It doesn't seem to be pure theater.
It feels like improv. Because in comedy, when you're doing improv, it's called yes and, where if you said something, the other person has to go with it no matter what. It's like you're reacting. It's not like some of these things in the past, you'd see these well-thought-out scripts where this is this character and this is blah, blah, blah. This feels very reactive. And I think that what we're witnessing is just almost like a satanic improv group, you know?
The thing that's so striking to me is that typically, as you know, they seem to enjoy it, like they're mocking us, but it doesn't seem to me that they're deriving any kind of enjoyment at all from this. They seem to be miserable.
Yeah, it's almost like they're the ones being mocked this round. There's a hierarchy of mockery. And eventually it is the sellouts that get the most mockery. And I think you're right on the money. And thanks for giving Alex that information. He's not here right now, but if he were, he'd go, thank you. That's very, very important information. Appreciate it. All right. So I'll get to the next fellow is named James. Hello, James. What's going down?
Yes. Hello. How are you? I'll make it kind of brief, but I just wanted to point out something very quickly. For an idea for Alex, if you could pass it on the side of the hat, okay, on the side of the hat, he should have the American flag, and on the other side of the hat, he should have the Betsy Ross flag in order to commemorate our 250th Republican anniversary of the United States of America. One side, the small American patch on the side of the hat, and on the other side, the Betsy Ross flag for 1776. I just wanted to point that out, and I'll get to my point. Thank you for having me on your show. The thing is, Betrayus, about 15 years ago, was something to do with the army. He was a general in Afghanistan or some, okay. But nonetheless, his name always struck me funny. He replaced another general.
Betrayus.
Yeah, and then his name was Betrayus. He's going to lead us into victory and all this type of stuff. And what's his name? His name is Betrayus.
That's so true. I love that. Well done.
Yeah. You're welcome. But pass that on to Alex about the hat.
I will. Yeah, I like that idea about the hat.
Yeah, to commemorate, one would be the Betsy Ross and the other one would be the United States of America now to commemorate our Republican anniversary of 250 years. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I love that. I love that putting that timeline in context. Like that's quite a feat. Thank you, James. Next up, we have Michael. What up, Michael?
Hey, Owen. How we doing today, brother?
Good, brother. How are you, man?
Good, man. Out in the woods hunting mushrooms, hunting some real mushrooms in Ohio, and I was listening to the show. Yeah, I was listening to the show. You guys got them out there in Idaho?
Yes, I have a friend that helps me find morels. But like as far as mushrooms go, like the one that looks kind of like it, but is poisonous freaks me out so much that I have to get a lot better at it before I do it myself.
False morel. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They won't kill you, but no, there's a lot of, there's a lot of good mushrooms in Ohio, but I was listening to the show while I'm out here walking, and I just got to say, you know, I believe in wizard magic. You're 100% on with that, but I feel like Trump's been in on this from the get-go. I feel like the attacks were planned. I feel like everything was staged. It's nothing but a WWE show to get us all enticed and behind the candidate. And it's like I told Harrison the other night, they build us up. They get all this hopium built up, and then they just pull the rug right out from under our feet, trying like crazy to get civil war in this country, whether they get it from the left or they get it from the right. And I feel like we got to start a new plan. This whole Democrat Republican Party is corrupted from the top down. Even in Ohio, I mean, like our local chairmans and stuff, it's a good old boys club. You know, we need to flood this system with independent candidates, and we need alternative media to get behind an independent candidate to where they stand a chance. I mean, we've seen what RFK did under the independent ticket. Trump was so scared that he was going to lose, he had to pull him into his administration.
Well, you got it right there. I mean, that's how you actually do changes. You have to get people excited about something like what you're doing with mushrooms right now. It might sound crazy, but that's actually the way to do it. So to get these like kind of more scripted WWE type people to see you as, I wouldn't say a threat, more like competition, something that they have to deal with. It's all about productivity and not needing anything from them. Because when you need something from them and you're committed to their script, they don't have to think about you. The greasy wheel does get, the most attention. And as far as the everyone being in on it, I wrestle with this all the time because I always wonder how much of it is consciously aware or are people like going with these scripts without even thinking about it. And I've been trying to figure that out for so many years. And because you're right, it looks like this vacuum cleaner of attention and loosh and just like these scripts to get us hooked. But like, on what level? And then you get into the spiritual realm and it's like, how many people are just kind of like just going along with whatever character they've been assigned, or are they fully aware of it? I don't know, man, but I think that you bring up some good points.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, of course, man. And enjoy those mushrooms. There's nothing better than those real fresh mushrooms. They're incredible. All right, later, Michael. All right, next up, we got Ryan. Ryan, what's up? You're live with a stand-in for Alex Jones.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. What's up, bro?
Oh, cool. How's it going, Owen? Yeah, I'm out here in Oregon.
Great.
So, yeah.
Nice.
We're in a beautiful day. So, yeah, I was going to talk to you, I guess, a little bit about wizardry, and it just to an extent, maybe even touch on it in your book. It's kind of just like a hijacking of our own consciousness and an inversion of our consciousness to where it doesn't work unless we believe it works.
Exactly.
So yeah, in there's one book I think is pretty interesting. It's called The Holographic Universe by Michael Talbot. And it just touches on essentially how we're all one thing that's connected. I'm trying to relate this into the rest of the topic. Maybe I'll be able to bring it back around. But yeah, it's all these ideas of spirituality. And as you were saying earlier about like a frequency thing. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm spacing out a little bit, man.
No. I'm on board because I think that's how synchronicities can work. When you're like when you're operating at a similar frequency as someone else, things will just kind of like spontaneously happen to both of you in ways that I don't have any other explanation except for just the concept of frequency.
Yeah, stream of consciousness and authenticity, as you were saying about where people will read you in a room when you're doing stand-up. It's authenticity and being honest with yourself and not just accepting something that's presented as a fact, but you don't know it for yourself through true science, as you were saying earlier.
Yeah, exactly. No, authenticity is where it's at, because that's all we can do. We don't have perfect knowledge. So it's like, that's why I always say I might be wrong, but I'm not lying, because I'm not holding myself to the standard that I always have to be right, because that's not possible. So I'm just like, whatever I actually am, I try to stay coherent. Like, what I say, what I do, and what I think is all in line. And when you do that, like, you actually connect with other people, versus when you're trying to do that wizard manipulation, there's like a cut. It's like a break. And like in an electrical circuit, it would stop working at that point. And so, yeah, I went through the school hard knocks with that, with stand-up comedy. And oddly, it also is like the father with young kids, where if you're just kind of flowing with them, you just, I don't know, it just, everything works. But if you overthink it and you're always just, because they're like little kids, they're just pure flow state, it doesn't work as well than when you're just totally yourself, you know? And so I think that whole realm is, we're going to learn more about it in the future, because I think that the lies aren't working like they used to, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's important for people to not be so jaded. And I think that that's why trauma is such a tool, because it makes you second guess yourself and your own intuition.
Totally. Totally. Yeah. And it's like the jaded, like the physical element of that would be a callus. So like a physical trauma makes it so you don't feel as much. And the emotional stuff is the same way. But it's still a choice. It's like, if you choose not to be afraid of it, or if you choose forgiveness, and I think that's the real Christian message, is allowing forgiveness. You don't have to have that callus develop, you know, and you can just stay in the flow.
Absolutely. Yeah. I 100% agree with that. And that's what I was going along with the idea of frequencies. And so negative entities can't exist inside of when we're producing love and forgiveness.
Absolutely. My friend, it's great talking to you. Have fun in Oregon. We have JT Run Boston Bear. You're on the air. What is going on?
Hey, Owen. Good to talk to you, man. I just wanted to personally thank you for writing How to Slay a Wizard. I want to get the leather-bound version soon. Wanted to say hey to Cod and the Bears, and then just mention, with all the deceptions, it's like nowadays, right now, more people are waking up than ever, and there's less fear, and it's like the trolls don't have as much effect in the comments. It's just like, yeah, right, totally. You're just a troll. And it's just amazing what you're doing, man. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you, man, and that's 100%. I see that more and more. It's like what me and Alex were just talking about. I used to feel a lot more threatened by people lying about me. Like, I'd feel like I had to correct it. And now I see that people can see it. They're just like, oh, you're just a liar. Because like that's what happens in low trust societies, where the mechanism of lying starts percolating so that it doesn't work like it used to. And then you start getting high trust cultures emerging from that, except now we have a lot more knowledge about how it all works, so we won't be as tricked in the future, you know? And I'm extremely optimistic about the future. I just know that sometimes I have to talk about the horrors, because that's happening for a lot of people as well, and I don't want to sound too idealistic, you know?
No, absolutely. And, you know, there's some high-end people waking up, like Stephen A. Young. He has a master's in physics and a PhD in nuclear theoretical physics, and he woke up to the Earth not being a spinning, wobbling globe going around the sun, has a great YouTube channel. And just people in the medical world, just all worlds, people are waking up at the same time and connecting. And so just ignoring the trolls, don't give them your energy, don't get sucked into the chat. Talk to people in real life, and I hope to make it to a festival and meet you, brother.
Amen, my friend. I'd love to meet you too. Yeah, that's going to be a Columbus weekend in the great state of Missouri, and we'll have a great time. Yeah, something really special happens at those bear fests. It's like when you're around a lot of authentic people, you just feel it. All right, anyway, I think this is when I'm landing the plane. Great to talk to all you guys. I really enjoyed that a lot. Sounds like you're all crushing today. Ladle.tv, subscribe. It helps independent comedy and thought. You can also get How to Slay a Wizard wherever you get your books, like Amazon and Barnes & Noble. OwenBenjamin.com. It's been a pleasure. I hope you guys have a wonderful day. Be fruitful and multiply.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric? supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.